A special rebroadcast for you servicemen and women of the United Nations of the College of Musical Knowledge. In the absence of the old Professor Kay Kaiser, your quizmaster will be Phil Harris, assisted musically by Kay Kaiser's band, Sully Mason, and, as a special added attraction, the four harmonized voices of the King Sisters.
Thanks, fellas. Thank you very much. How are you, you pretty thing? Oh, God love you. Well, that's wonderful. And what a reception we've been given here by these fighting sailors and wonderful waves of Camp Elliott by the Dust Bowl. Yes, sir. Camp Elliott or aboard ship on extra dry land. Come to Camp Elliott. Serve on a sea of heat waves and see the world through a 6-foot fence. Ladies and gentlemen, this place is known as Camp Elliott, U.S. Naval Training and Distribution Center. It was formally taken over by the Navy from the Marines on July the 1st. Now, the Navy is equally formal about it. They want to give it back.
Say, Phil, I understand the men here are awaiting assignment.
Yes, they're awaiting assignment. One sailor's been to La Jolla every night and he hasn't had an assignment yet.
Say, Phil, I've seen a lot of real old-time Navy men around here wearing hash marks.
Yes, that's right, Bill. Each hash mark means 4 years of service. Now, I asked one sailor here how in the world he got 5 hash marks. He said, well, I got the first 3 in the China Seas and the other 2 at Camp Elliott waiting for 4 hours liberty.
Phil, you're just like Professor Kay Kaiser. Oh, by the way, were you at the wedding when Kay and Georgia got married?
Well, sure, Bill.
Well, tell me, what did the Justice of the Peace say?
Well, the usual thing. Georgia, do you take Kay to be your lawful wedded husband? And Georgia said, I do.
Well, then what did the Justice of the Peace say?
Well, the Justice of the Peace said, Kay, do you take Georgia to be your lawful wedded wife?
And what did Kay say?
Boing!
Phil, you're not fooling, but now let's start the schooling for our $115 in war bond prizes.
Well, all right, Bill, I'll stop the scuttlebutt because we got a rug to cut, so let's tangle, let's mingle.
It's just like a river blowing out to the sea. You find that love is like this, each precious moment we miss will never, ever return again. So don't let us throw one sweet moment away. Time waits for no one. Let's take love while we may. So don't let us throw one sweet moment away. Time waits for no one. Let's take our love while we
our first contestants are all set.
Well, Bill Foreman, toot that old cornet.
Pimples, hour of golden gems.
Man, I've seen sad sacks before, but this is the first time I've ever seen a sad ditty bag. What's cooking, Ash?
Essay in regards to beautiful women of history.
Well, beautiful women, read it.
Okay. Now you take Cleopatra, who was bit by a snake. Snake being spelt S-N-A-K-E. But sneak being spelt S-N-E-K-E. E sometimes pronounced like A. So snake becomes sneak and sneak snake. Now, a sneak sneaks and so does a snake sneak. So whichever sneaks up on you, they both snuck.
Well, what about Cleopatra?
I just told you she was bit by a snake.
Well, what a foolish snake to bite such a beaut.
Yeah, he was a silly ass.
Well, Look, tell me, Ish, where did they bury Cleopatra?
In a pyramid right alongside of the mummy of King Ptolemy.
Well, how do you know it was Ptolemy's mummy?
My mummy done Ptolemy.
Oh! No, not that. Well, look, how about some more of them beautiful historic dames?
Yeah, now, one of the most beautiful was Lady Godiva. She was the first woman jockey.
Lady Godiva was the first woman jockey? Well, did she ever win?
No, but she certainly showed.
Get out of here! First contestant, Phil. First contestant, and he is Yeoman Second Class Charles Hoffman from Deadwood, South Dakota. Yes, sir. South Dakota, Charles, from Deadwood, South Dakota. Well, listen, Oscar Simon of St. Paul tells us he asked a sailor here how he liked the food. Now, the sailor said, well, the only way I can explain it is the soup tastes like... What does it do if it's cloudy? What would it be?
Rain.
Rain. The soup tastes like rain. That's what he said, but I don't believe it because I had soup tonight and it was wonderful. But anyway, he said... Well, I promised him I'd say that. Now. But anyway, he said it tastes like rain. Now, when the men see hash, they all say... We just got that kid from Sammy K, that boy back there. But, listen, what do all the men say when they see hash? What was that tune he just played? Sweet mystery of life. That's what they call that hash, a mystery bag. Now, that's not too bad, but when they bring on the steaks, he says, when they bring on the steaks, I feel like I'm double-crossing my favorite... Horses. When they bring on the snake, I'm double-crossing what?
Horses.
Yes, Charles. Let's give him an eye, Sam. Thank you. Seaman second class, Blossom Scatina from San Francisco, California. Blossom, did I pronounce that correctly? Ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls listening in out there, I wish you could see her. She's beautiful. She has lovely red hair. Isn't she pretty, fellas? Isn't she pretty? Would you like to trade places with me? Look, Blossom, Lieutenant George Palmer, somewhere in New Guinea, reminds us that the Del Mar track, just about 15 miles from San Diego, is run by a fellow who sings like this. Bing Crosby, the old groaner, that's right. And he loves those bang tails. So see if you can name three famous racehorses from this silly letter. Now, it starts like this. Dear Zell, I miss you since you've been stationed at Camp Elliott, and the time won't seem to whirl away fast enough until you get back. You're such a gallant fox, and I guess I can't expect to keep a top-flight man of war. But I still love you with gusto, signed Anita Peabody. P.S. Remember that stagehand who made 20 grand in Wall Street and threatened to marry me when you left? Well, he did.
Well, the first one was, Whirl Away.
Whirl Away's good.
Second was Man of War.
Man of War.
And...
I'll be very gallant about this.
Let me see.
Well, we're backstage. Who do you find backstage? Who are the guys that hang around backstage? Are they stagehands, would you say? Well,
sometimes,
say that.
Yes.
Say that,
yes,
say that. All right, that's three. Now, give me one more right fast. The bell's on, but give me one more, quick. Read that one right there.
20 grand.
20 grand. Let's give her a nice round. Oh, thank you very much. You can't let a pretty thing like that down, you know. All right, now comes Hospital Apprentice First Class Steve Considine from San Francisco, California. Yeah. San Francisco is well represented tonight, and that's all right with me because I love San Francisco. Where's your favorite place? Where do you like to dance when you're in San Francisco? The St. Francis? Thank you very much. Now, you Blue Jackets have to be on time, and you're on the lookout for good times. So Corporal Gerald Kelly of Camp Pendleton wants you to listen to these tunes and tell us what time they're played in. Now, forget the name. Just what time is this? Four, put it right in there.
3-4.
3-4 time, that's right. Now, what time is this? Got it, brother? You got that. What is that, a what? Carmen Miranda does it a lot. What is that? To dance. Just a... It's
tango.
No, make it something else. What else?
Rumba.
Rumba. That's what he said. He beat the bell. He beat the bell. Now, listen closely. What time is this? Well, no. What do they call it? What's the modern thing for? I mean, it was ragtime. Jive or what? What do you do in a porch? Out on the porch?
Oh,
no, not petting, but I mean you're sitting in a swing. What kind of swing? You want to say swing time?
Swing time.
Well, say swing time.
Swing time.
God love you. Thank you. Now, listen. Wait a minute now. Now, what time is this? Listen closely. Get up in there. What is it?
Sleepy time.
Well, give me another. Give me another. Sack time. That's what he said. First winner, Phil. The first winner, and he is, with a perfect score all the way, Hospital Apprentice First Class Steve Considine from San Francisco, California. Stand up, Steve. Sassy Sully to tell you about to keep them milk bottles quiet. Now lay it right on, Miss Sassy. Put some cream on that.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Can't use that jive on my milk diet. So much the milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Quiet!
Kawaii.
I've been jumping on swing shifts all night. Turned out my quotum, all right.
He's beat right down to the side. And he's got to dig in some mouth.
So, Mr. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Quiet!
Kawaii.
Now the noise of the river, I don't mind it, cause the man with the whistle's got a lot behind it.
But he can't keep punching with that victory crew when you're making him punchy with that bottle move.
I'm gonna give him my all if I'm going to give it, but I got to get my shirt eye if I'm going to rip it.
So bail out but with that milk barrage,
cause it's so unpatriotic, it's a sabotage.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Keep the bottles quiet.
Quiet.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Keep the bottles quiet.
Quiet.
Stop the Grady Ryan.
Quiet.
Oh, Mr. Milkman, you better listen to me. And keep them old bottles from a bothering me.
Yeah. The four little sisters, four lovely sisters, oh, how sweetly they sing.
And now for all you men who sail the seas, here's something worth standing watch for. It's those four lovely King Sisters. Yeah. And for you and all your buddies everywhere, the Kings sing one of their great record hits.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all the day. Do, 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 do. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun and when the night is new. I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
Bill, these second rounders are beating down the door.
Well, let him in, Bill Foreman. You're the doorman.
Here's the first one.
Here he is, and he's seaman second class, Radiman Bill Barton from Hollywood, California. Look, Bill Barton, you're from Hollywood, California, huh?
Sure.
Now, for your first question, I want to read you a letter from Professor K. Kaiser. He writes, he says, "Dear Phil, you're doing fine, but I think you need a few pointers in asking the questions." He says, "Now, I've listened to you, and when the contestants get a question, they all say..." What did they say?
Seems to me I've heard that song before.
That's right. And then, Phil, Kay continues, you aren't supposed to just give them the answers, man. They're supposed to... I'm not supposed to give you the answers. You're supposed to what? Put it right in here. I mean, you're supposed to know. You're supposed to,
Wondering?
Students! Remember, I'm very sorry, Bill. Now, look, you got one more. The old professor adds, he says, I hate to bring all this up, but I'd like to have a program left to return to, and man... What am I doing to the old professor? I'm driving him what? I'm driving him crazy. That's right. Let's give him a nice hand. Yes, sir, Professor. Well, this program you left me will drive you crazy. You really got to be sharp to stay in here, Kay. Incidentally, we'd like to hear from you. Look, we're back to pharmacist mate, third class, Julie Chaplin from Pasadena, California. Hello. Hello. Another young lady. Now, look, we've met a top-notch group of officers and men in the U.S. Navy, and for Florence Oswalk of West Palm Beach, Florida, we're going to shuffle up some Navy rankings, and we want you to start with ensign and put them in their right order. In other words, vice admiral, captain, commodore, lieutenant, rear admiral, lieutenant commander, lieutenant JG. Now, you put them in the right spot. Start with ensign.
Ensign, that's Lieutenant
right.
J.G.
That's right.
Lieutenant.
That's right.
Lieutenant Commander.
Right.
Commander.
Right.
Captain.
Right.
Commodore.
Right. That's right. Now you got the admirals. You got the three admirals.
Vice admiral.
No, rear.
Rear admiral.
Then vice admiral.
And then
admiral. Isn't that wonderful? Give her a nice hand, huh? Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you very much. Now we have Seaman First Class Morris Heller from the Bronx, New York. Do. Look, Morris, the United States Navy Band is wonderful, but I agree with Lorraine Heller of Westgate, Iowa, that there is one orchestra that all you fellas would like to have permanently here at Camp Elliott. Now, it comes on the air like this. Listen.
Father God, we bow on bended knee, thankful for the blessings of the sea.
Morris, don't look. Listen. All right, hold it. What would you say that is, Morris? Stand right over here.
That's the hour of charm.
That's what it is. Phil Spitalny's hour of charm. That's good going. Now, can you name me two featured soloists in that aggregation? Can you name me two featured soloists in there?
Evelyn at the violin, I believe, and...
Stand over here. Put her right in there, will you, Morris? Tell it right in there.
Evelyn at the violin and... Well, I spoke to Tommy himself.
Yeah, but I mean two of the girls. You know two of the girls? Students! Maxine, that's right, and Vivian. Maxine's a coloratura soprano, I think, and Vivian. Now, look, now for a moment, let's imagine that you're one of these girls, either Vivian or Maxine. And together, we want you to get with those lovely King sisters, and we want you to sing A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, and be sure you sing like a girl so it'll blend, Morris. Now, go ahead. Let me hear you.
Melody that haunts you night and day.
Just... That's enough. Yes, sir. Thank you, Morris. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. You're a wonderful sport, Morris. Thank you. Bill Harris, here's our second round winner. Well, just a minute, Bill Foreman. Who won the seafood dinner?
Just a second. I got another essay here I'd like to get off same. Which same, on account everybody has got one, is entitled Noses.
Well, get off same.
Okay, noses. First, noses are things with holes in stuck on your face. They smell. Second, a nose is something you don't want nobody to hit you on with nothing because you might not have any place to hang your glasses on if you wear glasses, but if you don't, you might sometime.
Third.
If you didn't have no nose, you couldn't sneeze through it, but you would have to sneeze through your ears and carry two handkerchiefs instead of one.
Oh, right. Look, Ish, while you're talking about noses, you know, people make a lot of remarks about my nose, but don't you think it's pretty?
Huh?
I say, don't you think my nose has a fine bridge?
Oh, yeah, it's got a fine bridge, but after it gets off the bridge, it takes an awful detour. But you ought to see my girl's nose. She's got such big circles under her eyes, her nose looks like it's riding a bicycle.
Any more about noses?
Yeah, some people breathe through their nose, and some people sing through their nose.
Well, what else can you do with your nose?
Go to San Diego for a good time, and you'll pay through it.
Oh! Second winner, Bill.
Yes, Bill.
And she is pharmacist mate third class Julie Chaplin of Pasadena, California. Final exam, Phil. Let's see who'll be the first and second prizes.
We'll bring on the winners, Bill, and I'll be Kay Kaiser. The first is hospital apprentice, first class, Steve Considine from San Francisco, California. Look, Steve, you get one question, so make it good. Now, due to the gas and rubber shortage, Orville Mode of Kansas City, Missouri, says many of the children have given up their motor trips and are indulging in other recreations, for instance, fishing. So we'd like to dedicate our final round to that grand old sport, fishing. Lots of folks like to fish in the rivers, but other folks like to fish. Like the fish where, Steve?
By the sea, by the da 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 by the sea,
Student!
By the sea, you should have known that, Bill. That's an old one. Now, it's a great thrill to catch tuna or marlin, but what a thrill it would be to catch...
Got it, Steve?
Oh, sure, you must have that one. Hold it. Oh, what a time I had with Nananan. Down in the bottom of the sea. Don't you know that? You know that, too. Know what a time I had with who?
Student!
I'm sorry. Give him a knife. Minnie the Mermaid. Give Steve a knife, sir.
Final winner, Phil.
And she is pharmacist mate third class Julie Chaplin from Pasadena, California. Stand up, Julie. Yes, sir. You're the number one gal in the Navy, so naturally, Julie, you get all the gravy, a $50 war bond. The second high, a smart guy, the $25 bond. Each of the other four, for a nice score, get 10 bucks in stamps. Oh.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.